from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some shows talk about one team.
Other shows barely talk sports. This show.
We'll talk Packers, yeah! Brewers, yeah! And Bucks.
Yeah! Every day. This show will talk sports every day.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer
on 1250 AM, The Fan.
It's hour two already of Wisconsin Sports Daily. Again, weekdays 2 to 5 in the afternoon, Monday through Friday. I will be here each and every day with you. Charlie Usen, producing the show, other side of the glass, to be the one taking your calls every day. He's also my producer on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro's post-game show, served up by Wendy's after every Bucks game. We started that back March 4th as we continue to bring local back to 1250 AM, The Fan. I don't think y'all realize just how crazy this is. Like what's happening right now. It's pretty wild. It's pretty crazy. From somebody that's been in the industry quite a while. Normally when stuff like this happens, normally it doesn't reemerge on the other side of this thing like a year and a half later. Normally when it's gone, it's gone. Like maybe that format comes back 10, 20 years later, but not like this. And it's possible because of Jason Bjorsen, who is our new general manager here. He came in and end of November, and right away he's like, Spark, you ready to go? Let's go. I was like, dig yeah, man, let's go. I'm in. Let's go. It was one of the happiest days ever. I was so excited. Brian Purdy, who's our regional boss out of Dallas, he's all in. So thanks to Brian Purdy as well. But yeah, Jason Bjorsen, Brian Purdy, huge, absolutely huge, to allowing me to get back on the air and doing this and, bringing some local programming back to 1250, and hopefully we can continue to grow it over the course of time. Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, Packers beat writer, joins us 1 hour from now at 4 o'clock. Again, our thanks to Eric Name, Bucks beat writer for The Athletic, who joined us there in the last segment. If you miss anything of the sort, you can always go to 1250amthefan.com after the show. We'll post all the hours of the show. It'll all be up. And then, of course, when we have a Bucks guest, it'll be right there on our show page, Wisconsin Sports Daily. But it will also take the interviews that we do, or good bits or whatever, and it'll also go to their own individual team pages, right? So those of you that, are old schoolers of our station know how this works. But we'll take like the Eric Name interview by itself, and we'll put that on the Best Bucks coverage page, so you know where to go to find that. Or you can go back and listen to the whole hour. You can do that too, obviously. Ryan Wood, that would go like on the Best Packers coverage page that we have on the website. Done it that way for almost 20 years. So very cool. That's how this is all going to work. Now, the next thing I want to talk about are the Brewers, obviously. And I'll play some highlights from over the weekend. One very, very cool moment that I can't remember a Brewers manager ever making this decision to do. But it was a gutsy decision by the Brewers. It worked and got me excited. But since I really haven't anywhere to really vent and voice this, I'm going to use this platform to voice what I'm going to voice now. I'm going to be 48 years old at the end of May. And you know what? You know how I'm old? When I start telling you how old I'm going to be. All old people do that. Like if you listen to sports talk radio, somebody will call in, Sparky, I'm 75 years old and I remember when the Lombardi era Packers did this. I was there at the Ice Bowl. Yeah, I know. I appreciate it. You didn't have to tell me how old you were. You just said you were at the ice ball. We're good. But we all do it, right? And as I get older, I find myself doing it. I do it to my kids. I do it to other people. And I just did it on the radio, I think, for the first time in my life. But there's a reason for this. My point is, I'm old, man. Old. Way more gray hair. It's not stopping. Watched a lot of sporting events. Followed the Brewers, Bucks, Packers, Badgers, Marquette. My whole life. Am I fans of other teams, as you all are aware? Yes, I am. Yes. I like the Indianapolis Colts. Absolutely. That's one of my teams. I root for Alabama football and have going back to Stallings, to Shula, to whatever else. Fine. I root for friends that I have that are coaches. TJ Otzelberger, Thomas More guy at Iowa State. Always will root for TJ Otzelberger. Right? That's going to be a thing. Always going to root for Kansas football. And you got Lance Leipold there who used to coach at Whitewater. I'm friends with him. So I'm going to root for Kansas football. Got some Kansas stuff in my house. So I'm going to root for friends. Been through, seen a lot of good stuff. Seen a lot of bad stuff. Being a Bucks fan, Big Three, Eastern Conference Finals, screw job by Stu Jackson. We had him on the big show. He didn't think it was a screw job, thought it was the easiest thing ever to suspend Scott Williams. Either way. So you watch them lose to the Sixers when that year they absolutely owned the Lakers in the regular season. They looked like the better team. And then instead the Sixers going and really looked awful against the Lakers. So I went through that. 2014 Packers. Oh, yeah. 5 minutes to go. At Quaker Steak and Lube, doing our Packer game day party that we used to do back in the day. And literally, the entire bar, everybody's like, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. Never forget it. They blew that game, and everybody walked out like they were at a funeral. It was unbelievable. And then coming in to do this show, listening to the post-game show afterwards in the car, and everything that followed that was just horrific. Oh, my goodness. It was horrible. You all remember. We still talk about it to this day all the time. I'm sure it'll come up during the Packers season again next year. So, been through a bunch of ups and downs, right? Super Bowls for the Packers, NBA championship for the Bucks. First Badger Rose Bowl, Barry Alvarez was unbelievable, being able to watch that and being a part of that, and lots of good stuff, too. But something happened since the last time I talked to you that has made me more angry than any other thing that I can remember in sports. More angry than any of that. Craig Counsell. I have not been this angry about something sports-related in this state ever. Nope, never. How that whole thing shook out was absolutely remarkable. Truly remarkable. That dude was the dude who was in a video for the Brewers. I'm just like you. My response, no, you're definitely not. No. You're not. Now, you may just be like most people in that you took the highest offer, but I don't even think that's it, to be honest with you. I think Bruce got offered the same amount of money. He wasn't coming back. It had nothing to do with money as far as being with the Brewers or not being with the Brewers. Do you know what I think happened with Craig Counsell? He's a quitter. That's what I think happened with Craig Counsell. He quit. Quit. He looked at the roster, knew they weren't going to be able to re-sign Corbin Burns and Brandon Woodruff, so he knew there was probably going to be a rebuild of some sort. May not go all that well. He knew he had a new GM in Matt Arnold, who he likes, I'm assuming, right? No big deal, but it's not David Stearns. So you got a guy kind of learning on the job a little bit and said, no, I'm done. I'm done. I want to go somewhere where I got a bigger payroll and I got a chance to keep my guys when they're really good. I got a chance to sign bigger name guys. Okay. Now, can you be mad at him for that specifically? No. Had Craig Counsell left the Brewers and went to the Mets with David Stearns, I would not have cared. I would have said, good luck. I mean, I get why you're quitting. I mean, I understand it, right? You don't want to go through a rebuild or whatever. Jonathan Lucroy, same thing happened. So I get it. But you made sure they offered you, according to reports, $1 million more than what the Mets were going to offer you. So to keep everybody happy, that you took the most money, right? Keep everybody happy in baseball, you took the most money and went to the Cubs. Highest paid. And then I have to listen to the nonsense about how Craig Counsell, the martyr, he's just trying to do what's best for all the managers coming after him. Managers are underpaid in Major League Baseball, and Craig, he's going to take one for the little guy here. Man, stop. What kind of nonsense is that? That man was trying to get paid as much money as he can. It doesn't mean a dang thing for anybody in 2025, 2030, 2035. It means none of that. The fact that you all spun that well is amazing to me. Let's talk about something else. When you cover a team, okay? Brewers, Bucks, Packers, Bears, Bulls, pick your team. You make relationships. True story. You do. They become relationships. And as you build relationships, if you like somebody, you're going to work to their benefit probably more than not. If you don't, you may look to not work to their benefit. And be looking for kinks in the armor, whatever. And there are those rare few that try to keep an arm's length, not try to get to be personal with the guy, the players, the coaches, whatever, and try and keep it neutral. I'm talking all media members. I'm not just talking beat writers. I'm talking all media members. Because nowadays, you've got people that do blogs, they're allowed to go cover games, or not blogs, websites, and all this other stuff, right? So you've got more than just people that write for the paper. You've got everybody going out to cover them. Then you have all the people that Craig Counsell is friends with, because he's a Wisconsin kid. So he grew up with a million people. Then you have all the people that have, you know, lots of money and so forth, that have done business with Craig Counsell. So they like Craig Counsell. Very likable guy. No doubt. I've never had a bad interaction with Craig Counsell in my life. Never. So up until this point, I had no issue. So what happens? He decides he's going to go to the Cubs. I'm just like you. Right. Sure you are. So you go to the Cubs. And Counsell's army, or whatever you want to call them, they come from everywhere. And I mean everywhere. And when I'm out and I talk to different people and I bring up this topic, what happens? Oh, he's such a nice guy, Sparky. You can't be mad at him for just taking a job that paid more money and so forth. Man, there is a lot more going on here than that. Then he gets to spring training, takes his little subtle jab about, oh, yeah, you see all the fans here? Yeah, you could tell you're in a different place now. Okay. You had the report from some unnamed source amongst all of this that, oh, yeah, that was kind of Counsell's dream job if he wasn't going to be with the Brewers. Again, I'm just like you. Get out of here. Because everybody, that group of Brewers fan, always wanted to be a Cubs manager. You must be joking. You must be joking. So if you want to talk about something that I've been waiting to get on the radio to talk about, it's Craig Counsell. Target number one. That's the guy. Then I get a great early birthday present. I did. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. My birthday is May 27th. Yeah. Do you know when the Brewers Cubs first game is at American Family Field? Take a guess. May 27th. Happy birthday, Spark. And then I get, want to go to the game? Do I want to go to the game? I hated going to Brewers Cubs games before. And I'm not going to sit here and act like we're innocent. We, meaning Brewers fans. We like to drink. We like to party. And what happens? You get one group of fans that are drinking. You get another group of fans that are drinking. And sometimes things happen. Full cans of beer get thrown from one side to the other. And people get hit in the head. Seen that before. Fisticuffs happen. Popcorn gets thrown. So me personally, not a big fan of bringing my kids to a Brewers Cubs series. Not a big fan. Now, you want something else to add to all this? So you really can have a laugh at my expense? My kid? Second grader? Huge Cubs fan. Huge. Yeah. Cubs, Bears, Bulls. Not White Sox. But Cubs, Bears, Bulls. My kid comes home from school that day. Second grade. Gets off the bus. Walks into the house. Drops his Cubs backpack on the floor. Looks at me. And says, well, it's all over for you. We got your manager. Now we're going to win. Yeah. Yeah. And I know some of you, God bless you, I'm sure are going, how would you allow your child to root for the Cubs or the Bears or the Bulls or any of them? Well, how would you allow that? What kind of idiot are you? Yeah, big one. Yeah, pretty big at fierce, yeah. But I've always said when I had kids, I would let them root for whoever they wanted to root for. I was not going to force them to root for the Packers or force them to root for the Brewers or whatever else. If they decided they wanted to root for the Brewers, cool. You want to root for the Bucks? Great. I mean, you're going to see me wearing my stuff. You're going to see me watching the games every night. Whether I'm on the radio doing it or I'm not, still watching them. So you want to root for the team Dad roots for? Great. If you don't, you want to root for somebody else? Fine. And he, so far, things can change, right? Opinions can change. I hope he grows out of it. But as of right now, Cubs fan. So that adds to everything else. I'm not taking him Cubs Brewers games. No chance. No chance. Because there's just a lot of nonsense that happens. And now you take Craig Counsell? You put him in a Cubs uniform? To a bunch of amped up drinking Brewers fans? And say, oh yeah, good luck, family environment. Come on. I mean, there's just no way. If I was in college, like my guy here, Charlie, just graduated college, and if I was Charlie Size, he's a big dude. If I was Charlie Size, sure, yeah, me and my boys, we're going to go down there, Brewers Cubs game. Let him try something with us. Fine. Okay. That's fine. Y'all do you. I'm old with children. I'm not trying to get in the middle of that mess. But I am beyond livid with how that entire thing played out. Then what happens? So the Brewers' response is, we're going to hire Pat Murphy to be the next skipper of the Milwaukee Brewers. That was the response by the Brewers. Pat Murphy. My immediate reaction was, hell yeah, okay, cool. I love Pat Murphy. I think he's hilarious. He used to be on with, you know, Tim Allen all the time. Doing post-game shows and stuff. Big fan of Pat Murphy. Think he's a very cool guy. And he's old school, right? All right, cool. Let's see how Pat Murphy goes. Then that's followed up by, we're going to bring Ricky Weeks in. What the hell do they call him? It's not bench coach. What do they call him? Associate manager or some nonsense, some made-up fake name to make him feel more important about himself. I don't know what that was all about. But either way, they came up with some fake title to give to Ricky Weeks. Fine. So clearly the plan was what? We want Ricky to eventually be the next manager of the Brewers. once Pat Murphy decides he's done, or we decide Pat Murphy is done. Well, looky, looky what we got here. This Brewers team? Good. Very good. Not kind of good. Very good. And mostly offensively very good. Early on. 7 runs, 6 or more straight games. Six straight games. That's a heck of a run with a bunch of young dudes. That's really impressive. They lost yesterday, fine. But there was one play over the weekend that, to me, signified Pat Murphy was in charge. And I loved it. Here's the question. And if you have thoughts on Craig Counsell and you want to come at me and say, oh, you got it all wrong, I'll listen. I will. I will absolutely listen. If you want to come to Counsell's defense, I'm here. I'll listen to you. Come to Counsell's defense. Charlie, we probably lost like half the listeners when I went after Counsell. Let's just be honest. Like, this is like talking about politics on the radio if you talk about Counsell in this town. But either way, that's how we're going to do it. So if you want to defend Counsell, that's fine. That's not what the topic is. But if you feel the need, you can call in. The topic is this. Have you moved on from Craig Counsell leaving the Brewers to go to the Cubs since the Brewers have gotten off to such a good start? Have you moved on from it? Are you like, I don't care about Counsell going to the Cubs. Look at how good we are. Who cares? Let him go manage that team. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sanchez held at third base. Perfect execution, playing some small ball today in Baltimore.
Oh, you gotta love it right here, Bryce Therang. I talk about his instincts all the time. A perfect bunt.
It's a beautiful thing. Small ball. Huh, who would have thought it? Now, that highlight there, courtesy of, you know, Bally Sports Wisconsin. Vinny Rattino on the broadcast. Love me some Vinny Rattino. Tim Dillard. All that stuff. And Tim Dillard's going to be a weekly guest this Brewer season as well. Thanks to Fourth Base Restaurant and CJ and those guys for being a sponsor for Tim Dillard this year. So looking forward to having Tim Dillard on every week during Wisconsin Sports Daily. Thanks for tuning into Wisconsin Sports Daily here on 1250 AM The Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Charlie Usen, our producer, on the other side of the glass. That was not the play I was talking about that got me all excited. It was not. I will hold off on playing the play for you that got me all excited, and we'll do that in a few minutes. Have you moved on from Craig Counsell leaving since the Brewers are off to a good start? 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. All right. Let's see where we going first here. Let's go to Greg in Waukesha. You're first up on 1250 AM The Fan on Wisconsin Sports Daily talking about the Brewers. What you got?
Hey, Sparky, I've made the switch, first of all, to Wisconsin Sports Daily. Yes, I'm so excited about this brand new show, day number one.
Tell your friends, man, the only way we're going to grow this show and grow this station again, because we're starting from ground zero again, is everybody's right. Got to tell their friends and family members, put the presets back into the rental cars. We rent a car, put 1250 in as a reset so people hear about us.
Sparky, when I'm driving my car around, no, I'm just kidding. you know, you, because you've met
me. I love you. Yes, I know.
I'm blind.
Yep.
But anyway, yeah, Murph's the guy. And it shows. These young players are approachable to them. I mean, they're getting along. From what I hear, listening to the broadcasts, listening to the, you know, intel that Bob Bucher and Lane Grindle and Josh Maurer have, these guys are getting along in the clubhouse. It's all due to Pat Murphy. You know, when I would hear council looks to Murphy for, you know, the decision if we should challenge that play, that showed me even last year, Murphy's got some fire. He's got some spark in his coaching. Like, he's not afraid to call things out as he sees them. So that's what I wanted to say, Sparky. I'll continue listening today, and I'm going to tell my friends. So
I appreciate you. I appreciate you big time, buddy. Take care. There you go. Greg in Waukesha. Yeah, I can't say enough. Like, we need everybody in on this. Like, if we're going to bring this thing back the way you all want us to bring this back, like, going to have sponsors, right? Going to have people spending money and advertising with us. Going to have listeners so we can have good ratings. Going to have all of that. All of that's got to come together so we can continue to grow this thing besides just me doing this show. And I'm very happy to be doing this show. But I want to see it get back to the old glory days, right? Get back to how it used to be. And it's funny to read some of the tweets. Like, I love y'all. Like, some of the tweets I see coming in, Kyle says, pretty wild to be listening to a local show on 1250 again. Yeah, well, pretty wild for me to be doing a local show on 1250 again. Because I said, like, what I've said before, this is not something that normally happens, what's going on right here with this radio station. So to be on after Bucks games every night again, and to be doing a daily show again is truly awesome. It really is. And to be talking with everybody again, very, very happy. All right, so the question is simple. Have you moved on from Craig Council leaving since the Brewers are off to a good start? Obviously, you know my answer after you listened to last segment. Hell no, I haven't moved on. No, I'm not. You want to know something else? KJ and West Dallas, hold on, I'll be right there. Let me tell you something else. If this dude wins a World Series with the Cubs, do you know he's going to be referenced for the rest of his life? Chicago Cubs World Series manager Craig Council joins us now on ESPN. Hey, World Series manager Craig Council joins us now on Fox. That's how it's going to be. There will never be another reference to him as a Brewers manager again, unless he's doing something locally here. No chance. It's done. And could you imagine what you're going to be feeling if he wins a World Series with the Cubs? The Brewers have never won a World Series ever. Hell, haven't even been to the World Series since 82. And he's just like you. Please. KJ, West Allis, you're...
Aloha, Sparky. Long time no talk to.
Great to hear your voice, KJ.
Same here. Listen, I just happened to turn on 1250 today and find out all this great news. I haven't listened to 1250... in forever, since you guys kind of technically went off the air. But I'm glad that things are working out well. Listen, with the...
Well, now, KJ, now you put 1250 back in your preset, right? And you're here every day, 2 to 5 now going forward, and you tell everybody. Yeah.
Absolutely. I will do that, for sure. Listen, with Craig Council, Sparky, theoretically, I have moved on. But I'm with you, hell no. What he did and the way he orchestrated all that was the biggest screw you to the fans and to Milwaukee and the team that I've seen in a long time. I don't have a lot of positive things to say about him at this point. I hope he never wins anything significant in Chicago, because I've never been a Cubs fan. And the other thing is, I don't know what your favorite play over the weekend was, but mine was the hit and run. I don't think I've seen the Brewers execute a hit and run in years, especially under Craig Counsell. That and the delayed steal that got them.
That's the play.
Awesome.
That's my play, KJ. Yes, thanks for the call. That was the play. This one right here. This to me, I was like, oh my goodness. They just did what? It just doesn't happen at the major league level. It doesn't. Now remember, when talking about Pat Murphy, the man coached at Notre Dame and so forth. So he's a long time old school college coach. Right? He's done all of this. He's been in baseball pretty much his whole life. He's got kids that play baseball, the whole deal. So, like Counsell, you know, he is a baseball guy. Except, you know, obviously he's been around longer than Counsell. This is the play that he was talking about, the delayed steal that KJ was referencing.
For a big two-out hit from Adames. There goes Frelick. Throw down to second base is low. Here comes a runner from third. He'll score. Frelick caught the rundown. Mountcastle flips. Frelick tagged out. But the tying run scores. The Brewers execute the steal and pick up Blake Perkins at home. 2-2 ball game. Brewers with a little league run in the third inning.
Yeah, call it Little League. Call it whatever you want. Doesn't matter to me. Highlight courtesy of Bally Sports Wisconsin. I don't care. You have to figure out ways to score more runs than the other team. That's your job as a manager. Score more than the other team. And guess what? They've been doing it that way. So you could be numbers guy and be critical of the bunt. You can be Billy Beanball and hate the steal. Oh, God, don't give him an out by stealing and possibly getting thrown out. Don't do that. Ken Machabaugh, right? That's how he was. We're not going to steal. We're just going to go station to station and take our base when they give it to us. Okay, fine. Not this team. No. This team, bunts? This team, hit and run? Delayed steals? This is all I wanted. It's all Tim Allen wanted, too. It's all. Did post-game show for a decade together, 12 years, whatever it was. It's all we've ever wanted. Never could get it. It's all we've ever wanted. And now Maka is the manager, and he's doing it. And I'm excited. You know the other thing? This lineup, this roster, is built for it. You've got speed everywhere. Now, again, the outfield has changed since it was built. But do you remember who helped design what the outfield was going to look like as far as the distance and what the outfield wall was going to look like? Robin Yount. Robin Yount wanted this park to be built with all the jigs and the jags and everything else going on with the outfield wall. And now, again, they eventually added the outfield group area or whatever. But when it was eventually or originally built, he wanted it to be built for doubles and triples. And Yount's thing was a triple is one of the most exciting plays in baseball, and there's just not a ton of them. So that's kind of was his vision for how he wanted the outfield wall to be laid out. And again, eventually they moved the fence in, they put it in the group area, yada, yada, yada. I think it became a bandbox, and there's just home runs all over the place since it was built at American Family Field. Fine. This team is probably what Yount was dreaming would be the type of team that would play in this field. I mean, think about it. Jackson Chourio, super fast. Frelick is fast. Terang is fast. They just recalled Joey Weimer. When he's on base, he's fast. Right? Contreras isn't slow for a catcher by any stretch. He can run a little bit. He can steal a base or two for you. So that's good. They've got speed. Garrett Mitchell, when he comes back, another fast guy. You've got speed. So you can put pressure on the opposing teams by stealing a bunch of bases, by doing hit and runs and delayed steals and stuff like that. They have to respect you. So instead of ignoring a strength, you play to the strength, which is why I give credit to Pat Murphy. Because there are some managers that would just simply ignore it and go with what they believe is right, regardless if it plays to the strengths of the team or not. And that goes in all sports. Basketball, baseball, football, whatever. Oh, no, this is the only offense I'm going to run. I'm not changing. And you can pick what sport that you can want that to be in. Basketball, football, whatever. I'm only running this. But the talent says you should maybe be running this offense. Yeah, well, that's not the offense I run. I'm going to run my offense. That's what I know how to run. That's what we're going to run. But the personnel doesn't play to it. And then that guy eventually gets fired. You have to be willing to adapt to what you have. That's a sign of a great manager. That's a sign of a great coach. And the style of ball this Brewers team is playing is exciting. This Brewers team is playing a style of ball. When you take your kids to the ballpark, it's going to be fun for them to watch. Stolen bases are fun. I mean, I don't know what everybody else thinks, but I love stolen bases because you get up when somebody takes off running, that gets your attention. Ball hit in the gap and guys are flying around base. That's fun. Home runs are fun too. I'm not trying to take away the long ball fun. I get that's fun. You get fireworks, all that stuff. Birdie slides down the slide. Cool. I'm fine with all that. But I love watching this team right now. Now, am I necessarily sold on the pitching? No. I'm not there with Uribe as a closer. Not there. Was I a fan of bringing Uribe in earlier than normal in that game yesterday? No. And mainly because, not even having to do with Uribe, but you know this. Anytime you bring a closer into a non-save situation, it tends to go sideways. It does. It could be, Brewers are losing 3-1, but my closer needs work, so we're going to bring him in. He's going to get shellacked. Almost every time, he's going to get shellacked. So now, you have your closer for the time being, until Devin Williams comes back in a couple months, and you bring him into like the 7th inning, because that's a tough part of the order, and you're playing matchups, and you want your best pitcher against their best guy. To that, I'm with you 100%. Like, logically, makes all the sense in the world. From a baseball fan standpoint, that's watched this blown up in my face several times with Brewers closers, I don't think I would have done it. I get the logic. It didn't work, and it very well could have worked, and you look great. But so, yeah, I'm not there on Uribe. I don't think I'm really there. Well, I know I'm not there on Hobie Milner. I've never really been there on Hobie Milner at all. So I'm really not there on that dude either. So I have my questions, don't get me wrong, about some of the guys on this roster. But offensively, my goodness. And we aren't even talking about some of the guys that are coming in AAA. This Brock Wilkin kid that they drafted, oh my God. I mean, his thighs are bigger than my body, I'm pretty sure. He's just ginormous. Crushes the ball. Third baseman. Crushes the ball. I'm guessing he'll be here next year. Can't wait. The one guy I want to talk about next, Christian Yelich. Lots to say on him. That's next.
It's one out of two. And he drives one towards right field. Back on it, Santander. His second of the road trip, and the Brewers lead for the first time. It's a new person every day for the Brew Crew.
Blake Perkins stays hot. What a swing against a guy who does not give up home runs, and all he does is get ground balls. If Blake Perkins gets something hanging over the middle of the plate.
Great, great audio there from Valley Sports, Wisconsin, that highlight. That there, it's Wisconsin Sports Daily, by the way. See Sparky Pfeiffer here on 1250 AM. The Fan weekdays 2 to 5. Now tell your friends, tell your family. I am here doing local sports talk radio again. Put it in your presets. I'm here after every Milwaukee Bucks game. We're here doing that show too. Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show served up by Wendy's after every Bucks game. Next Bucks game, playoff game Sunday against the Pacers. We'll be here immediately following it. So again, tell everybody, put 1250 back in the presets. Let's roll. Let's get into the habit of calling Sparky every day between 2 and 5, keeping him company because it's me and Charlie Usen, our producer, other side of the glass, and we want to chat with you every day. I don't want to talk to myself and have no callers. Like, that sucks. I don't want to do that. I don't want to listen to anybody talk to themselves and not talk to anybody. That also sucks. So, yeah, let's keep each other company and do this thing. That Blake Perkins home run is another thing where it's Blake Perkins. Like, surely that dude's going to be in AAA. Blake Perkins? Come on, man. Who the heck is Blake Perkins? And then you start hearing from guys like Kurt Hoag of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, one of the Brewers beat writers, him and Todd Rosiak, and start hearing about how they think this dude could be a Gold Glove caliber outfielder, and if he gets regular playing time, just how good he is defensively, you're like, oh, okay. But then it's still like, nah, I don't know if he can hit. Nah, can he really hit? I mean, this wasn't one of the guys, you know, we really ever talked about. Nah, I don't know. Well, he's hit. He's done more than enough given the opportunities, and it's going to be hard for them to pull him out of that lineup if he continues to hit the ball the way he's been hitting it. So that's another positive. Now, another positive this season has been Christian Yelich. And when we talk about Christian Yelich, if you know me at all, since, you know, he ruined his knee and so forth, I've been the same guy. I have been the proponent of, dude, can we just trade that contract, use that money to sign Corbin Burns, or use that money to sign Brandon Woodruff? You know you're not going to have the money to pay both of them, but maybe if you move Yelich's contract, maybe you can get something back. I went as far to say back in the day on 1250, just trade him with a decent prospect to get rid of the contract, to move off of it, to save the money and pay one of your pitchers. Last year, really good. Right. Played well in that leadoff spot. Not what you're paying him for. Right? You're not paying him to be a slap hitter. You paid him to be a guy in the middle of your lineup that pitchers don't want to face. You paid him to be a guy in the middle of your lineup that people work around because they don't want to face him. You paid them to be protection to whoever is two. They're going to see better pitches because the pitcher doesn't want to have to face Yelich next. That's what you paid them for. Now, you didn't pay him for defense necessarily. You paid him for his offense. And while last year was nice, and I come to the realization of, okay, fine. I guess if that's what he's going to be, that's better than what he was the previous couple of years. So if that's what it is, fine. Still not worth the money, in my opinion, but okay. Then this year comes. And this is a lot closer to the Christian Yelich that he was back when they paid him. I mean, the power looks like is back. Not just via home runs, but driving the ball, hard contact, not rolling over on every other dang thing. Like, he looked a lot better. And I remember at one point, dude, I was like, is Christian Yelich back? Is that what's happening here? Are we buying this? That he's back? And again, it's early in the season, right? You don't want to get too worked up. But I was pretty fired up. I was like, all right, maybe he is back. And my buddy, Jake, he's texting me. He's back. Yeah, okay. I guess maybe. Maybe he's back. We'll see if he can do it.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Down the bun, a perfect bun. Burns has it, throws low to first and down the right field line. A
Adames scores. Sanchez held at third base. Perfect execution. Playing some small ball today in Baltimore.
Oh, you gotta love it right here. Bryce Durang. I talk about his instincts all the time. A perfect bunt.
It's a beautiful thing. Small ball. Huh, who would have thought it? Now, that highlight there, courtesy of, you know, Bally Sports Wisconsin. Vinny Rotino on the broadcast. Love me some Vinny Rotino. Tim Dillard. All that stuff. And Tim Dillard's going to be a weekly guest this Brewer season as well. Thanks to 4th Base Restaurant and CJ and those guys for being a sponsor for Tim Dillard this year. So looking forward to having Tim Dillard on every week during Wisconsin Sports Daily. Thanks for tuning in to Wisconsin Sports Daily here on 1250 AM The Fancy. Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Charlie Usen, our producer, on the other side of the glass. That was not the play I was talking about that got me all excited. It was not. I will hold off. I'm playing the play for you that got me all excited. We'll do that in a few minutes. Have you moved on from Craig Council leaving since the Brewers are off to a good start? 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. All right. Let's see where are we going first here. Let's go to Greg in Waukesha. You're first up on 1250 AM The Fan on Wisconsin Sports Daily talking about the Brewers. What you got?
Hey, Sparky, I've made the switch, first of all, to Wisconsin Sports Daily. Yes, I'm so excited about this brand new show, day number one.
And tell your friends, man, the only way we're going to grow this show and grow this station again, because we're starting from ground zero again, is everybody's right. Got to tell their friends and family members, put the presets back into the rental cars. When you rent a car, put 1250 in as a reset so people hear about us.
Sparky, when I'm driving my car around, no, I'm just kidding. You know,
I love you. Yes, I know.
I'm blind. Yep. But anyway, Murph's the guy. And it shows these young players are approachable to them. I mean, they're getting along from what I hear listening to the broadcasts. Intel that Bob Bucher and Lane Grindel and Josh Maurer have. These guys are getting along in the clubhouse. It's all due to Pat Murphy. You know, when I would hear Council looks to Murphy for, you know, the decision if we should challenge that play, that showed me even last year, Murphy's got some fire. He's got some spark in his coaching. Like, he's not afraid to call things out as he sees them. So that's what I wanted to say, Sparky. I'll continue listening today, and I'm gonna tell my friends. So
I appreciate you. I appreciate you big time, buddy. Take care. There you go, Greg in Waukesha. Yeah, I can't say enough. Like, we need everybody in on this. Like, if we're going to bring this thing back the way you all want us to bring this back, like, going to have sponsors, right? Going to have people spending money and advertising with us. Going to have listeners so we can have good ratings. Going to have all of that. All of that's got to come together so we can continue to grow this thing besides just me doing this show. And I'm very happy to be doing this show, but I want to see it get back to the old glory days, right? Get back to how it used to be. And it's funny, read some of the tweets, like, I love y'all. Like, some of the tweets I see coming in, Kyle says, pretty wild to be listening to a local show on 1250 again. Yeah, well, pretty wild for me to be doing a local show on 1250 again. Because I said, like, what I've said before, this is not something that normally happens, what's going on right here with this radio station. So to be on after Bucks games every night again, and to be doing a daily show again is truly awesome. It really is. And to be talking with everybody again, very, very happy. All right, so the question is simple. Have you moved on from Craig Council leaving since the Brewers are off to a good start? Obviously, you know my answer after you listened to last segment. Hell no, I haven't moved on. No, I'm not. You want to know something else? KJ and West Dallas, hold on, I'll be right there. Let me tell you something else. If this dude wins a World Series with the Cubs, do you know he's going to be referenced for the rest of his life? Chicago Cubs World Series manager Craig Council joins us now on ESPN. Hey, World Series manager Craig Council joins us now on Fox. That's how it's going to be. There will never be another reference to him as a Brewers manager again, unless he's doing something locally here. No chance. It's done. And could you imagine what you're going to be feeling if he wins a World Series with the Cubs? The Brewers have never won a World Series ever. Hell, haven't even been to the World Series since 82. And he's just like you. Please. KJ, Wes Allis, you're...
Aloha, Sparky. Long time no talk to.
Great to hear your voice, KJ.
Same here. Listen, I just happened to turn on 1250 today and find out all this great news. I haven't listened to 1250 in forever since you guys kind of technically went off the air. But I'm glad that things are working out well. Listen, with the...
Well, now, KJ, now you put 1250 back in your preset, right? And you're here every day, 2 to 5 now going forward, and you tell everybody. Yeah.
Absolutely. I will do that, for sure. Listen, with Craig Counsell, Sparky, theoretically, I have moved on, but I'm with you. Hell no. What he did and the way he kind of orchestrated all that was the biggest screw you to the fans and to Milwaukee and the team that I've seen in a long time. I don't have a lot of positive things to say about him at this point. I hope he never wins anything significant in Chicago, because I've never been a Cubs fan. And the other thing is, I don't know what your favorite play over the weekend was, but mine was the hit and run. I don't think I've seen the Brewers execute a hit and run in years, especially under Craig Counsell. That and the delayed steal that got them.
That's the play.
Awesome.
That's my play, KJ. Yes, thanks for the call. That was the play. This one right here. This to me, I was like, oh my goodness. They just did what? Like, it just doesn't happen at the major league level. It doesn't. Now remember, when talking about Pat Murphy, the man coached at Notre Dame and so forth. So he's a long time old school college coach. Right? He's done all of this. He's been in baseball pretty much his whole life. He's got kids that play baseball, the whole deal. So, like Counsell, you know, he is a baseball guy. Except, you know, obviously he's been around longer than Counsell. This is the play that he was talking about, the delayed steal that KJ was referencing.
For a big two-out hit from Adames. There goes Frelick. Throw down to second base is low. Here comes the runner from third. He'll score. Frelick caught in a rundown. Mountcastle flips. Frelick tagged out, but the tying run scores. The Brewers execute the steal and pick up Blake Perkins at home. 2-2 ball game. Brewers with a little Little League run in the third inning.
Yeah, call it Little League. Call it whatever you want. Doesn't matter to me. Highlight courtesy of Bally Sports, Wisconsin. I don't care. You have to figure out ways to score more runs than the other team. That's your job as a manager. Score more than the other team. And guess what? They've been doing it that way. So you could be numbers guy and be critical of the bunt. You can be Billy Beanball and hate the steal. Oh, God, don't give him an out by stealing and possibly getting thrown out. Don't do that. Ken Machabal, right? That's how he was. We're not going to steal. We're just going to go station to station and take our base when they give it to us. Okay, fine. Not this team. No. This team bunts. This team hit and run, delayed steals. This is all I wanted. It's all Tim Allen wanted, too. It's all. Did post-game show for a decade together, 12 years, whatever it was. It's all we've ever wanted. Never could get it. It's all we've ever wanted. And now Maka is the manager, and he's doing it. And I'm excited. You know the other thing? This lineup, this roster is built for it. You've got speed everywhere. Now, again, the outfield has changed since it was built. But do you remember who helped design what the outfield was going to look like as far as the distance and what the outfield wall was going to look like? Robin Yount. Robin Yount wanted this park to be built. Well, the the jigs and the jags and everything else going on with the outfield wall. And now, again, they eventually added the outfield group area or whatever. But when it was eventually or originally built, he wanted it to be built for doubles and triples. And Yount's thing was, a triple is one of the most exciting plays in baseball, and there's just not a ton of them. So that's kind of was his vision for how he wanted the outfield wall to be laid out. And again, eventually they moved the fence in, they put it in the group area, yada, yada, yada. I think it became a bandbox, and there's just home runs all over the place since it was built at American Family Field. Fine. This team is probably what Yount was dreaming would be the type of team that would play in this field. I mean, think about it. Jackson Chourio, super fast. Frelick is fast. Terang is fast. They just recalled Joey Weimer. When he's on base, he's fast. Right? Contreras isn't slow for a catcher by any stretch. He can run a little bit. He can steal a base or two for you. So that's good. They've got speed. Garrett Mitchell, when he comes back, another fast guy. You've got speed. So you can put pressure on the opposing teams by stealing a bunch of bases, by doing hit and runs and delayed steals and stuff like that. They have to respect you. So instead of ignoring a strength, you play to the strength, which is why I give credit to Pat Murphy. Because there are some managers that would just simply ignore it and go with what they believe is right, regardless if it plays to the strengths of the team or not. And that goes in all sports. Basketball, baseball, football, whatever. Oh, no, this is the only offense I'm going to run. I'm not changing. And you can pick what sport that you can want that to be in. Basketball, football, whatever. I'm only running this. But the talent says you should maybe be running this offense. Yeah, well, I that's not the offense I run. I'm going to run my offense. That's what I know how to run. And that's what we're going to run. But the personnel doesn't play to it. And then that guy eventually gets fired. You have to be willing to adapt to what you have. That's a sign of a great manager. That's a sign of a great coach. And the style of ball this Brewers team is playing is exciting. This Brewers team is playing a style of ball. When you take your kids to the ballpark, it's going to be fun for them to watch. Stolen bases are fun. I mean, I don't know what everybody else thinks, but I love stolen bases because you get up when somebody takes off running, that gets your attention. Ball hit in the gap and guys are flying around base, that's fun. Home runs are fun, too. I'm not trying to take away the long ball fun. I get that's fun. You get fireworks, all that stuff. Birdie slides down the slide. Cool. I'm fine with all that. But I love watching this team right now. Now, am I necessarily sold on the pitching? No. I'm not there with Uribe as a closer. Not there. Was I a fan of bringing Uribe in earlier than normal in that game yesterday? No. And mainly because, not even having to do with the rebate, but you know this. Anytime you bring a closer into a non-safe situation, it tends to go sideways. It does. It could be, Brewers are losing 3-1, but my closer needs work, so we're going to bring him in. He's going to get shellacked. Almost every time, he's going to get shellacked. So now, you have your closer for the time being, until Devin Williams comes back in a couple months. And you bring him into like the 7th inning, because that's a tough part of the order, and you're playing matchups, and you want your best pitcher against their best guy. To that, I'm with you 100%. Like, logically, makes all the sense in the world. From a baseball fan standpoint, that's watched this blown up in my face several times with Brewers closers, I don't think I would have done it. I get the logic. It didn't work, and it very well could have worked, and you look great. But so, yeah, I'm not there on Uribe. I don't think I'm really there. Well, I know I'm not there on Hobie Milner. I've never really been there on Hobie Milner at all. So I'm really not there on that dude either. So I have my questions. Don't get me wrong about some of the guys on this roster. But offensively, my goodness. And we aren't even talking about some of the guys that are coming in AAA. This Brock Wilkin kid that they drafted. Oh, my God. I mean, his thighs are bigger than my body. I'm pretty sure. He's just ginormous. Crushes the ball. Third baseman. Crushes the ball. I'm guessing he'll be here next year. Can't wait. The one guy I want to talk about next, Christian Yelich. Lots to say on him. That's next.
Mm-hmm.
end of the road trip, and the Brewers lead for the first time. It's a new person every day for the Brew Crew.
Blake Perkins stays hot. What a swing against a guy who does not give up home runs, and all he does is get ground balls. If Blake Perkins gets something hanging over the middle of the plate.
Great audio there from Valley Sports, Wisconsin, that highlight. That there, it's Wisconsin Sports Daily, by the way. See Sparky Pfeiffer here on 1250 AM. The Fan, weekdays 2 to 5. Now tell your friends, tell your family. I am here doing local sports talk radio again. Put it in your presets. I'm here after every Milwaukee Bucks game. We're here doing that show too. Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show served up by Wendy's after every Bucks game. Next Bucks game, playoff game, Sunday against the Pacers. We'll be here immediately following it. So again, tell everybody, put 1250 back in the presets. Let's roll. Let's get into the habit of calling Sparky every day between 2 and 5, keeping him company, because it's me and Charlie Usen, our producer, other side of the glass, and we want to chat with you every day. I don't want to talk to myself and have no callers. Like, that sucks. I don't want to do that. I don't want to listen to anybody talk to themselves and not talk to anybody. That also sucks. So, yeah, let's keep each other company and do this thing. That Blake Perkins home run is another thing where it's Blake Perkins. Like, surely that dude's going to be in AAA. Blake Perkins? Come on, man. Who the heck is Blake Perkins? And then you start hearing from guys like Kurt Hoge of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, one of the Brewers beat writers, him and Todd Rosiak, and start hearing about how they think this dude could be a Gold Glove caliber outfielder, and if he gets regular playing time, just how good he is defensively, you're like, oh, okay. But then it's still like, nah, I don't know if he can hit. Nah, can he really hit? I mean, this wasn't one of the guys, you know, we really ever talked about. Nah, I don't know. Well, he's hit. He's done more than enough given the opportunities, and it's going to be hard for them to pull him out of that lineup if he continues to hit the ball the way he's been hitting it. So that's another positive. Now, another positive this season has been Christian Yelich. And when we talk about Christian Yelich, if you know me at all, since, you know, he ruined his knee and so forth, I've been the same guy. I have been the proponent of, dude, can we just trade that contract, use that money to sign Corbin Burns, or use that money to sign Brandon Woodruff? You know you're not going to have the money to pay both of them, but maybe if you move Yelich's contract, maybe you can get something back. I went as far to say back in the day on 1250, just trade him with a decent prospect to get rid of the contract, to move off of it, to save the money and pay one of your pitchers. Last year, really good, right? Played well in that leadoff spot. Not what you're paying him for, right? You're not paying him to be a slap hitter. You paid him to be a guy in the middle of your lineup that pitchers don't want to face. You paid him to be a guy in the middle of your lineup that people work around because they don't want to face him. You paid them to be protection to whoever is two. They're going to see better pitches because the pitcher doesn't want to have to face Yelich next. That's what you paid him for. Nah, you didn't pay him for defense necessarily. You paid him for his offense. And while last year was nice, and I come to the realization of, okay, fine. I guess if that's what he's going to be, that's better than what he was the previous couple of years. So if that's what it is, fine. Still not worth the money, in my opinion, but okay. Then this year comes. And this is a lot closer to the Christian Yelich that he was back when they paid him. I mean, the power looks like is back. Not just via home runs, but driving the ball, hard contact, not rolling over on every other dang thing. Like, he looked a lot better. And I remember at one point, dude, I was like, is Christian Yelich back? Is that what's happening here? Are we buying this? Is that he's back? And again, it's early in the season, right? You don't want to get too worked up. But I was pretty fired up. I was like, all right, maybe he is back. And my buddy, Jake, he's texting me. He's back. Yeah, okay. I guess maybe. Maybe he's back. We'll see if he can do it. And then what happens? Run the bases, starts holding his lower back. And we're back to square one. Because he's hurt. It's the Chris Middleton of the Brewers. He can't stay healthy now. And that's where we're at. Now again, when it comes to lower back strains, I thankfully, to this part of my life, have never had horrible back issues that I've had to deal with. Very, very thankful for that. But I've watched others that have had horrible back issues. Gary Ellerson, he'd lie on the floor trying to stretch out his back as he was in so much pain from time to time. So I've watched it, right? So I know how crippling and horrible it can be when you have a horrible back pain. Now, back spasms, to a degree, those kind of come and go and so forth, and you really don't know what's going to happen. And I think, to a certain degree, you want to stretch it out as much as you can and get it ready. I'm not prepared, as of this moment, because I need to do some more investigating and talking to people. I'm not prepared as of right now to come on the air and go, this training staff. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not there. I was there on the Packers training staff with all the dumb issues that they've been going through. Hamstring here, quad here. Everything is something always is pulled or hurt. That type of stuff drives me nuts. Especially when it's more than one guy. And it's happening numerous guys. Then I get upset. And I think Matt LaFleur finally had his fill of it as well. But this Brewers thing here is Yelich. And I quote tweeted when he got hurt, and I was like, oh yeah, he's back all right. That stinks. Because you really need him to be what he had been doing prior to that back injury. Folks, if he is that guy this year, and can stay relatively healthy. I say relatively healthy. You know, he played 162 games. If he's on the field for 130 of those games, and realistically that might be high, but let's say he's out there for 130 games, and he's that power guy, he's driving the ball to all fields, he's hitting the ball over the fence, he's hitting balls off the wall and into the gap regularly, he's that guy. Again, Pat Murphy is the guy that put him in the three-hole, said, okay, let's see. And Yelich wanted to be there, said, that's where I want to hit, okay. We got other guys that can lead off, so fine. If he's that guy, this team can win the division. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. With everything else they've got offensively, they can be one of the better offensive teams in baseball, I think, this year, if he's that guy. But he has to be that guy. If he's on the field for 81 games and can't stay healthy, then it ruins everything in that lineup. Because that lineup really is based around how good Yelich is in that three hole. And if he's humming along and doing his thing like he used to do, it's everything for this offense. It's everything for this team. So now you got to wait and see what they do with Yelich, right? Are they going to put him on the IL or so forth? Now, to me, you recall Joey Weimer. That tells me, I think, that they're probably getting ready to put him on the IL, would be my guess. Don't know. Home against the Padres tonight, so we'll find out here shortly. I should go on probably Twitter here while I'm yapping and see if they've said anything yet. But to me, that is going to be something. And like Giannis, we talked to Eric Name earlier of The Athletic about it's going to be hard to keep Giannis down and you know slow play him and not rush things because you don't want the Achilles to blow up on you. I think that's the best practice right now with Yelich. Like if you think more time is required to make sure he's 100% for sure correct, then just put him on the IL. It's fine. It's April. Go ahead. I'd rather deal with him making sure the back is all right during the season than be in the middle of a race for the division in the end of September and not have him because we were trying to rush things. Then we screwed things up even worse with his back, and then he's gone. You don't want that. So if he needs time, then give him time. It's April. Who cares? Go ahead. Perkins is playing well. Felix has been playing well. Outfield's good. Contreras has been hitting the ball well and playing well, a catcher. You got a lot of guys playing really well right now. So if there's any time where you can get away with not having Yelich in there, it's now. So If you need to rest him, then rest him. Go do your thing. Totally 100% fine with that. Looking forward to getting out to the ballpark this year. Even though my kid's a Cubs fan, he likes going to games too. So, and, you know, he's got a Christmas tree that is half Cubs and half Brewers. So it's not that he hates the Brewers. For whatever reason, he just loves the Cubs. And so he still goes to Brewers games. He'll put Brewers stuff on, root for the Brewers, do the whole thing. But, you know, that other team is his first love, unfortunately. Christian Yelich is what are we to expect from Christian Yelich? I don't really have a ton of time. I've got like 2 to 3 minutes here, and we've already got people on hold. So I'll get to a call or two here before we get to break. Coming up at top of the hour, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, Packers beat writer, will join us to talk about the Green Bay Packers. Follow him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. Andy Southside, you're next on Wisconsin Sports Daily with me, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, here on 1250 AM The Fan. What's up?
Hey, Sparky, first-time caller, long-time listener. I've tuned into this station every day for the last 2 years, hoping for a live show at 2 o'clock, so I'm glad today is my lucky day.
Congratulations, Andy. I'm as lucky as you are because I finally get to be back on the air doing a live show every day, Monday through Friday. So we're both lucky today, Andy.
And I'll let the other callers comment on the Brewer topic because I'm not familiar with any Brewer player who isn't John Jaha, but I wanted to call in and welcome you back.
Oh, thank you very much, Andy. Maybe a trip to Disney World is in order after this call.
Perhaps you can come too.
Perhaps. There he is. Andy, south side of Milwaukee. Love me some Disney World. For those of you that are new, never listened to me before, I used to have a podcast called The World According to Sparky, and it was all about Disney World and taking trips to Disney World and getting fast passes and how to get your reservations and all the latest news and all that stuff. But we stopped doing that podcast a while ago. But yeah, huge Disney World fan. I believe Andy is a huge Disney World fan. As well. All right, gotta get to a top of the hour break here, and then we'll come back with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. I really want to get Wood's thoughts on Jeff Hafley, this new defensive coordinator, and certain guys that are going to benefit from him on this defense. Like, who is really going to benefit that this defense is being put into play? What expectations really should there be for one Quay Walker, who athletically looks like he should be an absolute beast? Realistically, he has not been. He's been very inconsistent. Can he take a step under him? And of course, we'll talk on some NFL draft as well with Ryan Wood. That's coming up next here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. See Sparky Pfeiffer with you. And did I mention, I don't think I have, if you go to 1250amthefan.com right now, you have a chance to win Bucks playoff tickets. It's a true story. Chance to win Bucks playoff tickets by simply going to 1250amthefan.com. And the tickets are for this Sunday, game one. But you have to go do this online. They're going to give away the tickets online. So go to 1250amthefan.com for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Bucks and Pacers this Sunday. Again, 1250amthefan.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.